Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me get on to this IVF because I think it's important. Because I know, and I want to deal with this in a reasonably sensitive manner, because I know there are many, many, many women out there who can't have children. It's actually more common than you think. 1 in 7 women, I believe, won't be able to have a child. And a lot more will have difficulty in conceiving. But the government is now to fund couples who struggle to conceive and pay for IVF treatment, and it's likely to be available before the end of this year. This long-awaited 1 million fund was first mooted by Leo Varadkar when he was the health minister back in 2016. Late last year, it was confirmed that the government has set aside the money for this. So the hopes are that couples waiting to avail of IVF were raised in recent days when the health minister, Simon Harris, said he would be making an announcement about what he described as a pilot fund for IVF in the autumn. Now, the government is currently drafting the Assisted Human Reproduction Bill, which the minister also said had made progress in recent weeks. Harris has said that he would be announcing the first pilot scheme in the autumn, but stressed that this is a pilot scheme ahead of the actual passing of the bill. In other words, kind of dipping our toe in the water, so to speak. And as many, as I said, it was 1 in 4 Irish couples will struggle with infertility issues. And there is, I think it's 1 in 7 will never be able to actually conceive a child. And IVF costs thousands, absolutely thousands. Now, there is already some assistance from the government in this area through tax, whereby a couple can write off 20% of the cost against tax and the medicines that are covered under the drugs payment scheme. Now, the government acknowledges that the cost of fertility treatment is so high that they want to make it available for more people, obviously. But I want to get your thoughts on state-funded IVF treatment. Would you be in favour of it? According to recent articles, in this government's assistance for IVF treatment would mean be means-tested, and that couples would still need to make a contribution. So it wouldn't be completely free. This is going on previous reports, and until the bill is published, we won't know exactly what is being offered or how much help is being offered. But maybe you're in that situation. Maybe you've tried to have a child. Maybe you're trying desperately for years and years. For a lot of people who maybe disagree with their taxes being paying for this, they maybe don't understand what it's like, particularly for a woman. Now, I know it can be desperate, lads, for you guys too, okay? I'm not ruling that out. I'm not writing it off. I don't want to make this sound sexist. But I think it's worse for women, obviously. Every woman who wants to have a child and who can't have a child, it must be devastating. And I mean absolutely devastating. I remember speaking to one woman once who couldn't have a child, and she told me she didn't feel like a woman. That's how bad it got. This woman was suffering serious depression because she said she didn't feel like a woman. She didn't feel complete because she couldn't have a child. So I want to get your thoughts. Should it be free for couples who are struggling to conceive IVF treatment? Let me know what you think. And the means testing is going to be difficult because there are people out there who are working and paying a lot of taxes and paying a lot of bills, and they're not going to be able to afford this. And they're not going to get this for free. And I can see what's going to happen here. People who do nothing will get it for free. So I think it's going to be an unfair system. I think if you're going to do it for free, do it for everybody. It should be available at the NH or the HSE, as it is in the NHS in the UK. So I want to know what you think. Should it be available for free? And also, maybe even in that situation, maybe you've tried to get IVF a few times, maybe you've done a few rounds and it hasn't worked for you. For those who don't understand it and who resent their taxes paying for it, maybe you could come on and explain what it's like to be in that position and not be able to have a child. Niall, I don't agree with IVF treatment being free. Why should I have to pay in my taxes for somebody else to have a child? I have to pay for my own children. Is that not enough? You're not technically... Well, you are paying. Okay, it is your taxes, I suppose, if you're working. Absolutely not. I think it should be free of charge. Myself and my husband have tried many times to have a child. We're now on a second round of IVF treatment, and I don't know if we can afford a third if it doesn't go our way. Yeah, it is expensive. I believe about 4,000, and that's not including, I suppose, you know, the drugs that will go along with it as well. Another person says it must be devastating not to be able to conceive. but I don't agree with this. I probably would if I don't. I don't think, as you said, not it'll be wrong for people getting the help. If they're going down this route of state-assisted IVF, then I believe that at least one of the couples, one couple, should be in a relatively secure employment. I couldn't stand by helping pay for IVF for a couple who are going to need the state to fund raising the child Liz in Ballyfermot. Good point, Liz, actually. That's a really interesting point. Let me go to Carl first before I go back to the IVF anyway. Carl, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Carl?
How you doing? Not too bad.
Good. Carl, you had a bit of an experience. You went to rent a property on the north side of Dublin. Well, first of all, where did you see the property advertised?
It was advertised up on rent.ie.
Right, okay. And so, is it just for yourself? Was it just single man, like?
It was just single man, yeah, and I wasn't looking for, like, I know there's always a hot payment and that out there, but it was all cash and deposit and everything in order. And when I rang him up, he refused me the room because I was straight.
I need to get to how he knew you were straight. Did he straight out ask you, are you gay or straight?
First of all, he asked me my name, so I was like, my name is Carl, I work full time, I told him I wasn't hap or any of that rest of that stuff. And then he asked me, okay, are you gay? And I said, no. I said, but I've no issue with gay people. If there's gay people in the house, that's not an issue. He said, no, I can't rent you the room because you're straight, because I work at night, and I'm afraid you will come home drunk and hit on my wife. Now, this is the truth. He was a farting lad. He wasn't, I'm not saying that. But that was his issue and his concern. And so before that, he refused me the room for being straight.
Well, he's in the wrong marriage, let me tell you, if he's worried about his wife.
And I'm thinking the housing crisis going on, and I'm here, and I've cash, and I'm ready to go, and this man is telling me no because of my sexuality. Now, if I had a room up and I refused somebody because they were gay, there'd be uproar.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know,
I can see his motive, by the way. Are you likely to come home and have a go at his missus if you had a few drinks at him?
I'm in a relationship, so I can't comment for everybody. But no, I couldn't believe it. I understand where he's coming from. Fair enough. If it's some mad thing from the back end of Dublin who's out every night of the week, like, but I explained to this man that I work full time. And he asked me all these questions first, and then asked me, was I gay?
And did he did he seem disappointed that you weren't gay?
I didn't see his face, but like...
he's going to say to him, actually, I'm bisexual.
I could have said, I'm thinking about ringing him back. I'm trying to find the number now, because I just kind of blanked it. But I'm trying to find the number to ring him back and just to see what he says.
Change your voice and pretend you're gay.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Just to see how he reacts, like. But as I say, if it was the opposite way around, and
be all over the papers, of course, discrimination.
But
mind you, it is still discrimination, by the way, under the law.
Definitely.
Yeah, because the Equality Act says sexual orientation. That means gay or straight. So I mean,
exactly.
You do have a case if you really wanted to go to the trouble of it.
I said I'd put him on the Noel Boylan show, that'd be enough.
All right, but he's on the north side of Dublin. I mean, we're looking for the ad, because do you think, did it say it in the ad?
It said in the ad, because when I came out of rent.ie, I seen it in the ad, and your producer rang me back, and when I went back in to look for it, I couldn't find it. But I had it out with him on the phone, and I told him, hey, that's a complete disgrace that you'd refuse someone a room for their sexuality. So I don't know if he's after getting there before me
and changing
pulling
the ad.
It back down.
Right,
but
okay.
It's the north side of Dublin, and if we can find it again, I'll send it in to you. But yeah, I was refused for being straight.
There's some strange ads now, I have to say, for rent, because obviously the rental crisis and people are so desperate to find somewhere to live. Right? By the way, how much was the place? Obviously, it was a room in a house. How much was it?
It was a double bedroom. I think it was about $650 a month or something. They were looking bedroom a month.
Yeah, but that's not too bad, because I know the area you're talking about, and it's not too bad. Yeah, so
it was reasonable. Yeah. And I've seen the other ads up now that say females only because the house is full of females. I get that. That's cool. That's respectful. But like to tell me to refuse me because of my sexuality, I thought that's a bit much.
Well, actually, the funniest one I said, when I say it's funny, it just shows a sign of desperation. There was one there of an ad of a guy who had a single bedroom apartment and was looking for a female to share the bed.
Jesus, I tell you, it's gone to the dogs.
Yeah, looking for a woman who wanted to rent out half the bed off him she could sleep with him.
No. A row of pillows down the middle or something. No, I couldn't. But I said I had to ring up and say it to yourself, because I've never heard the likes of it. And as I say, if it was the opposite way around, So you'd be in the front of the star, for God's sake.
You certainly would. Listen, thanks for sharing that. We'll try and find out more about it. All right, thanks.
Cheers, no, thanks.
Bye-bye. If you've ever any experiences like that, by the way, of renting houses, odd experiences, please let us know, by the way. Jude, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jude?
All right, tell you, for $6.50 a month, he should have said he was a bit fruity. That's a good thing. Well, and then if your man caught him in the bed, he said, your wife was so good looking, she turned me straight.
I have to say, $6.50 a month wasn't bad, because I know where he... Now, I didn't want to mention it there, because obviously we haven't seen the ad ourselves, right? But I know where it is, north side of Dublin, close to the city centre, on all the bus routes. It was a good deal.
$6.50? Jesus. He should have seen, he said, oh, you should have seen, I'll do whatever you want.
I'm gay if you want me to be.
No problem, I'm gay now.
So, Jude, getting back to something more serious, of course, IVF treatment. Now, let's be clear about it, Jude. You're probably one of the most insensitive people I know.
But that's not a crime.
No, okay, that's fair enough. You don't have a huge amount of empathy for other people, but there are lots and lots of women. Your wife obviously was very lucky. You have a child. You had a child together. She's capable of conceiving a child. There are a lot of women out there who can't conceive or find it extremely difficult to conceive.
Not my fault, not my problem. I think this is like being as bad as being forced to pay for RTE.
Why is this even like RTE? It's nothing to do with RTE. The same thing.
No, but I'm saying it's like a tax. I want a Ferrari, or my wife would love a Ferrari tomorrow. She really wants one. It could even help with her mental health. But I don't think the government are going to tax the rest of the nation to help my wife have a Ferrari.
Yeah, but it's in the interest of society that we have children, not have Ferraris.
Yeah, but there's loads of other women that can have children, not just women that can't have children.
Is it not a human right of some description?
I don't think it's a human right.
Well, a woman's right.
It's a natural human act. It's like you can't produce. And I think if you can't produce, it's a handicap. Like if you can't produce, you're not a real woman. Or if you can't produce,
that's really sad that there are women out there that feel that way. That, you know, that they feel somehow they're disabled, or as you use the word handicap, it's a very old word, but they feel that they're not complete as a woman unless they can have a child.
We should fork out money to help them feel better.
Well, yes. We fork out money to help people feel better all the time. You have a health service that does that.
Fork out more money. It's not my fault. I don't think.
But it's not your fault that Mary down the road has dodgy. Well, hang on. Mary down the road has dodgy hips, or maybe Mary down the road needs a heart operation. That's not your fault. But you do pay taxes to me. Yeah, of course.
But why should I fork out for more people's wants? We're forking out for enough people's wants.
It's not just a want. You obviously haven't been in that situation. And if your wife was in that situation, you maybe have a little bit more of an understanding of it.
No, I would pay for IVF. I would. Whether it worked or not, it's not my job, but I would pay for it. But I wouldn't expect you, any other caller on the line, or any other taxpayer to pay for it. That would be my literal baby. It would be my problem. And I would fund it. But I wouldn't expect anyone else to fund something like that. I wouldn't expect it. It's like every other thing. People want something. We'll have a tax. We'll tax them. Eventually, we all have no money because people's wants are so much, or they need something. We'll tax everybody.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jude, okay? Let me go to Liz. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Liz?
Hi, now.
Well, Jude doesn't agree with it. He says he doesn't want to pay for anybody else's children.
I don't see it in that sense, but I can understand where he's coming from with the not paying for it, because I agree with what you said when you were talking about it at the start, where it'll be the wrong people.
Mm.
And just because if it's going to be means-tested, couples who walk in the hall, it's a guarantee they'll be over the threshold. So my problem with it be is if we're going to help pay for IVF, fine, but I'd want at least one of the people in that couple to be in decent employment. And not risky employment. I'd want to make sure the like that, because I don't think it'd be right to ask taxpayers to fund the IVF and to then ask them to fund the rearing of the child as well.
Well, I'm assuming from the pilot program it'll be completely the opposite, because it's means tested. It will be, I suppose, preferential treatment will be given to those who don't have money.
Exactly, and that's where my problem where it comes in, because if I'm going to fund you through me taxes, the least you could do is pay to have that child yourself.
So your issue is the fact is that we're funding somebody to have a child who can't actually afford to have a child.
Yeah,
possibly.
And that's where my issue would come in, especially if it's going to be means tested.
Mm-hmm.
personal, because you know that that's how it's going to work out. Because as soon as you're employed in this country, you're not entitled to anything.
So you think once I have a decent wage, I mean, Mrs. has a decent wage, you have no problem then, you know, paying something towards it.
Yeah, for helping them out, I don't think it should be fully funded.
Yeah, because it's a lot of money to hand out in one go. Yeah.
And IVF, in a lot of cases, it doesn't work the first time.
No.
So
yeah, no, I know women who have gone through 3 and 4 rounds of it, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of women, unfortunately, have to go back for it.
Oh, we better not say women, Becky, get upset again. Parents.
Well, parents.
No, parents.
No, I'm actually joking. I'm actually joking. It is
owners.
Yes, sorry, I am joking. It is actually women who get IVF treatment. Now, the reason they get IVF treatment because either they have a problem or the man can have a problem as well in fertilisation. But women are the ones who actually get the treatment, obviously, and have the removal of eggs and fertilise
and
put back in.
It's a costly thing. So
well, it is. It's $4,000, and that's not including the medication afterwards. So you can pay up to €5,000 or €6,000.
Exactly, and I think, as I said, it's $8,000 all in all.
Sorry, Jude?
It's $8,000 all told, first treatment. My brother's friend, his wife, got it. She was successful. She actually had 2 children. But the first stage, $8,000 all in all, with consultations, going to the hospital, all the things that involved. $8,000.
But there's also a likelihood too, well, not a likelihood, but it is more common for people to have twins and triplets on IVF treatment. No, not all time.
His friend did have twins. But the thing is...
She did have twins. Okay, well, that's what I mean.
The first time it doesn't work, you spend another $8,000 or maybe another $8,500. It doesn't work the first time. Mm. So the taxpayers are being asked to pay for 2, 3, 4 times, say, for one couple, then 3 couples, and then how many couples... that the women can't have babies or the men just aren't real men. So you multiply $8,000 by how many people who can't have babies, and the taxpayers are going to be paying for this.
And that as well, I'd like to know how many times they're going to be willing to help the same couple.
That's what I'm saying.
So is there going to be a limit? Well, I know when you keep
on helping them.
When you pay for IVF, is there not a case when you pay for IVF that you got to get 3 shots, so to speak?
No, you do, yes. That's in the first set, yeah. But then if that doesn't work, you have to pay another grand for the next...
Nice.
3 shots. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the ins and outs. But the first session, the first thing my mate Hen had to do, it cost $8,000.
Right, and then obviously that's including the medication that you'd take afterwards, which would be...
But if it didn't work, they'd have to pay another $8,000. Now, they were lucky enough, and they paid for themselves. No taxpayer didn't pay for themselves. But if that didn't work... she would have tried again, and I know they would have. They would have gotten the money somewhere.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, because I want to go to Mags as well. Mags, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mags?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Mags, would you be happy enough to, you know, have taxes pay for people to have IVF treatment?
Well, I think if the government and maybe big companies, you know, they're making billions of euros or whatever, and maybe the public, you know, if everybody kind of chipped in or, you know, because... I think if a couple really wants a child, you know, it's only fair they get the chance, because it is a beautiful thing. And, you know, I think it's everybody's right
Is it a right? I mean, don't get me wrong, it's really important for a lot of women to have a child. I understand that. And men, by the way, who obviously want to be the father of a child. But is it some sort of right, automatic right, that because you're a woman, you know, we must assist you to have a child?
I think it is, because, you know, if somebody has a problem that they can, you know what I mean? If somebody was ill with a heart or something, we help them as best we could, you know what I mean? To have a normal life. And I think, you know, for a family, if they really want to have children and, you know, they really want to do that, I think, yeah, they should be helped in every possible way, the same as we help somebody with cancer or a bad heart or whatever, you know?
But
not a fair comparison.
It's not a fair comparison, because they're life-threatening illnesses.
Exactly. If you're looking to help somebody with a medical need, that's completely different. That's a need. It's a need to...
Well, you could argue that having a child is a need as well for a lot of people, but I know it's not life-threatening. Sorry, Jude.
No one chose to have cancer. It's a need to get better. No one. You choose to have IVF. That's a medical treatment that you're choosing. No one chooses to have cancer to get treated. So I have no problem with people getting cancer and getting treated. No problem at all. But that's because no one who has cancer chose to have it.
But you could argue that it's a basic part of biology and nobody chooses to be infertile. Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. So, you know, because you're infertile or you have difficulty conceiving a child, that's not something that's a normal bodily function.
It's not life-threatening.
Yeah, but hang on. There is something wrong.
It's not life-threatening.
Yeah, but okay, but having, you know, a dodgy hip may not be life-threatening, but for your quality of life, we'll replace your hip. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is a lot of stuff that we get done is maybe not life-threatening, but we help people. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Max? I'd say mentally it could be torture for people.
Oh, absolutely. I imagine so, yeah.
So it would be kind of a medical, mental issue to a certain extent. And I don't see the problem if companies and the government especially and you know, people were willing to donate. I mean, I know...
No, but the government aren't asking companies to pay for it. They're asking for the taxpayer to pay for it. They're other companies. They're asking for the taxpayer to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's wrong. The taxpayer...
So now you agree with me then. So it's all down to the taxpayer.
Well, maybe there could be an incentive there for the government to talk to these clinics that provide IVF treatment. Most of them are all private clinics that provide IVF treatment, that, you know, they could limit the price, because the price seems outrageous for what they're actually doing.
And I think every problem is solvable if people are willing to kind of, you know, put together.
Yeah, it does seem like an awful lot of money. Somebody's making huge money out of IVF treatment. And my wife and I have just been through 6.5 years of IVF, unfortunately unsuccessfully, to a cost of nearly €50,000. It's an emotional roller coaster, and every time it fails, you find the money to try again until all avenues have been tried. I personally think the government is only paying money to their rich cronies in the private clinics, says Alan in Galway. I mean, Jude, when you listen to that, you know, €50,000 he's paid out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's expensive. But that wasn't at the taxpayer expense, and it is very...
But does that not show you the desperation, in some people for the need and the want to have a child?
But how many people have that need and the want that won't be successful the first time, the second time, and these...
Hang on. I agree with you that if you do bring it in and the taxpayers are going to fund it, the state's going to fund it, there should be a pool of money every year allotted to it. And you say to people, right, you get so many shots, so to speak, or rounds, and that to a limit, and it gets capped at a certain amount of money, and you say that's it. After that, I'm sorry, you know, there's not much more we can do. We've tried. You know, I think that would be fair.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think the taxpayer is paying for loads of things in there. And there's things you have to pay for: cancer care, you have to pay for children who have needs and operations. I have no problem with that. Absolutely no problem at all, because they didn't ask for it. They didn't want it, and they wanted
Women who can't conceive, or men who can't conceive, they didn't ask for it either.
Yeah, exactly, but it's not life-threatening.
Okay, let me go to Angela. Stay there, Jude. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Oh, not good. My blood is boiling, to be honest. Boiling. How dare, Jude? I work in this country. I have worked all my life in this country. I'm a taxpayer. So why should that money not... Why should that money not go towards me when I had ovarian cancer? So I can't technically have children unless I do egg donation, right? So that's a part of IVF. But I can't afford that. But I'd love to have kids. It's my dream to have kids. But I can't afford to do the IVF. So as a taxpayer, why can't people help me out with it?
Well, I want loads of things. I've worked...
Hold on a second. What would you like, Jude? You're just saying you'd love loads of things. Go on. Yeah, what would you like? You're saying you'd love loads of things. Medically.
Loads of things. Right now, I would love now not to be able to work, that I could retire now in the morning and never work. And also,
Jude.
I would like my grandchildren never to have
that's
to work in, my in their
no,
life.
That's not what we're
that's
talking about, Jude. That's not what we're talking about. I said medically.
She said medically. Jude, she said medically.
Medically, if I could be properly, I'd like to be 6'1", absolutely brilliant
looking. Not possible.
No, it is possible. You can have plastic surgery. There's loads of things.
Yeah, but what you're now talking about is something that's cosmetic. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things we'd like, you know. Some women want larger breasts. Somebody do want different noses. They're cosmetic.
Lighter.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
Talking about medically. Medically,
well, being pregnant is not cosmetic. Being able to have
exactly.
a child or not being able is not cosmetic.
Exactly, it's not cosmetic.
Yeah,
so what I'm asking
choice,
you
if you
is,
can't give if you can't give birth, that's it. It's okay. It's horrible, but it's no
it's
one's
not,
fault. Why should I have
fault.
To pay for your inadequacy? Why
oh
should
my.
I? Why should
oh
I have to pay for your
inadequacy? Oh my!
Well, dude, here we go. This is exactly it.
So isn't this exactly why women feel the way they do? Because somebody like you turns around and said, I don't want to feel or I don't want to pay for your inadequacies.
Yeah, but sure,
then now you've just referred to Angela, who's admitted she can't have a child, as being inadequate.
Because I had cancer, right? I had cancer. And I am still on this earth because I survived it. And my one dream would to have a child, right? But I can't. Because I can't afford to have the IVF. But if
would
the government...
Would cancer have anything got to do with you not having children, no?
That's exactly what she's just said.
The reason that I can't have children. The cancer,
so
I had...
not working you either way.
Yes, well, Jesus, you're not listening to me. I had ovarian cancer. My ovaries are gone, which means I can't produce eggs. What I would have to do is go and get egg donation. That's what I would have to do.
Yeah, you should be able to get it, but pay for it yourself. I don't think why I should have to pay for it. Now, that's my opinion. Loads of people might disagree with
that. Yeah, I understand your opinion to a point, but you can't come across as being a heartless old shite either. And that's what you and that's what you are.
It is. It's heartless. It's like, well,
yeah,
I can have my kids. I can have my grandchildren. I can have all of this.
Yeah,
but speck you because you can't. So it's okay for taxpayers to pay for everything else in the country, but not for me to have a child.
Yeah, because we're paying for it. You said it exactly. Taxpayers are paying for everything else in the country. Let's bring on another
thing
for them to pay for.
I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for everything in the country. Yeah, so why can't I get a bit of it? Why can't I get it?
Okay. Sorry, just hang on to you. Just want to get a bit of a backstory. In relation to your own situation, Angela, when did you have cancer?
9 years ago, on the 28th of July, my 36th birthday.
Oh, this is when you were married at the time?
Yeah, when I was married, yeah.
And before that, did you try to have children before that even?
Nope, didn't. I had a miscarriage before that. I had a miscarriage.
And since then, you've had this obvious, this maternal instinct. You just want to have a child.
Oh, I do, because the thing is, my womb is still there. I can carry kids. I could carry a child, but I don't have the eggs.
You just can't get pregnant, yeah.
Yes. So I don't have the eggs.
And how much would it cost for the treatment? You would know more about it than I do. As they have donor eggs put in.
You'd be looking between 7,000 and 12,000. And that's because they've only started doing it in this country recently. What had happened was when I had the cancer, it was that you could have egg donation done in this country, but it had to be by a sibling under the age of 36. Which I didn't have. My sister's older. I couldn't have a friend. Everyone was saying, we'll give you our egg. So I would have had to either go to Croatia or Spain. And with that, you'd be looking at between 25 and 30 grand.
And am I simplifying it by saying, is it as simple as removing the eggs from another woman and just putting them in?
And putting them in.
Yeah.
Now, the cost of it is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It does seem
for those
kinds
of procedures. Like there is injections you'd have to take for hormones and that, because let's say with my ovaries gone, I went straight
and
into menopause.
You'd have to take anti-rejection drugs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like my whole thing is like as a taxpayer, why can't my taxes go towards that?
Okay, why can't your taxes? Well, then that's right. You pay your taxes. Even tell the government you want. But why should my taxes have to go to
stop.
It? I have no problem with your taxes going to
it. Dude, seriously, like.
Well, you can't choose.
This is like
your
you say now.
Go.
Oh, I wish that I could just stop working now. Like, I mean, you're clutching at straws.
No, I'm not.
That's what you're doing now.
Maybe explain to Jude, because, and even for me, because it's not easy for us as men to understand. And I'm sure there are many men out there in relationships where they can't be a father because, you know, either they or the wives can't conceive. And I'm sure they understand it even better than I do. But as a woman who wants to have a child...
It kills me. Like... And even now, you know, like when someone's pregnant, I'm delighted. I'm so, so happy for them, because it's a damn blessing when you can have a child.
And when you have that child, I can't even look at a second time. I love the Disney store, and I go in and I cry and I walk out and I go back in again, because I'm never going to go into that Disney store and buy something for my child, because I'm 45 now, you know? Like, I'm never going to have a child. I'm never going to have a child, you know? And like, for G to sit there and just go, oh, well, you can't give birth, that's it, tough shit, basically. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's always in your head. It's always a reminder. Seeing kids at Christmas and birthday parties and everything, it's always a reminder that you'll never have that. I'll never have grandkids. I'll never be a grandmother, a nana, anything like that. I have the most wonderful niece and nephews, you know, but I'll never have my own. And it does. It really hurts. You try and put on a brave face the whole time, and you know, but it does. It's a killer.
If you had the possibility of financial assistance from the state, you know, going back maybe 10 years ago or 9 years ago, whatever, sorry, 9 years ago, would you have done that?
Straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away. You know, even though they had told me that I'd have to wait 5 years anyway, after the cancer, but like the second I would have been able, I would have been straight for it. No, I'm not saying that with me, it's like, you know, or with anybody else out there, that, you know, I want this funded for the rest of my life until I have a baby. At least give me one chance, you know, just give me one chance, because there's a beautiful woman out there, and it's been public knowledge, so I'm not saying anything that I shouldn't, but like CJ Stander, the rugby player, him and his wife, Sean Marie, had a beautiful baby girl on Friday. And they worked their damn arses off to have that beautiful girl, and she arrived on Friday. And that was their first try as well. So, you know, you turn around and you go, why not give me that one chance? Because that one chance could make my dream come true. And you're sitting there and you're making excuses, you know, and you're clutching at straws saying, well, you can't have it. You know, can you imagine, Jude, if someone turned around to you and told you that you could never have kids? Would you just sit there and go, oh, okay, let's move on?
No, I would pay for it myself. I would pull out every, I would use every avenue of my financial ability.
And Jude, that's all well and good for you to say, and maybe financially you're in a better position than Angela. She's clearly not in that financial position. I mean, 12 grand in her situation, it's not like something you can pick up and, you know, oh, I'll put this month's wages aside. It's not something the average person can get or even conceive. The only time we ever get a large amount of money is when we're buying a car or getting a house. You know what I mean?
She's expected.
And you're not going to get a mortgage for a child. Sorry?
The average taxpayer's got the papers.
Well, how else? The point she's trying to make is, how else is she ever going to afford it? With the greatest respect to Angela, I don't think she's on a huge income. She's on a decent income, maybe an average income, but she's not a huge income. 12 grand is a lot of money, Jude. It might not be to you, but it is to most people. That's the point she's making. You can maybe look at each individual situation and say, well, okay, you know, here's a good candidate. You know, I do understand earlier on what one of the women was saying, that, you know, if somebody can't afford to have a child in the first place and then the state is going to have to fund the child, I can understand the logistics of that and why people might have an issue. But I don't understand your lack of empathy. Stay there for a second, please, Angela and Jude. Let me just go to Alan. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Alan?
No, I love you.
Go ahead, Alan. You believe it should be free?
So hang on. So first of all, wish Angela all the best. After listening to her story, wish her all the best. I think
thanks,
she needs a kick in the ear. To be honest, so I have a friend, Niall, right, whose wife, her two fun buns are different sizes, right? There's about 10 or 15 million the difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually paying for that on the HSE for her to go and have that breast increased to match the other one.
Yeah.
Which is a cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said she feels depressed from
it. Yeah, it's a mental health issue.
Here's someone who is at the end of her tether that we're turning our back on. That shows you the bullshit that goes on in this country and the nonsense of which way Irish people are treated in this country. So Jude will happily fund illegal immigrants, housing, HIV care for all these people. Yes, his own Irish citizen there, his own Irish patriot there, he will not help.
No, I don't know whether he would happily fund all those things. We don't need to get into that anyway. But I don't know whether you would happily fund all that. But in saying that, I do understand the point you're making, Alan. And I was tweeting over the weekend about John Wall, who has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. and is looking for a medical card. And, you know, I came up with the same argument that you know, we can give medical cards to people who go into this country from other countries around the world, and yet we can't give one to an Irish citizen who has terminal cancer. And I find that just outrageous. I mean, we need to look at the whole system and how we do things. But what about the argument that some people are saying that, you know, not having a child, and I don't really disrespect Angela because I listened to her there a few minutes ago, my heart goes out for it, right? But not having a child is not a life-threatening problem.
With having
it's not. Just let Alan answer that. Sorry, Alan.
But having two breasts are not the same size is not a life-threatening problem either, like.
Well, no, it's not, but it's not. But I do know for some women, you know, when there is a huge disparity between the size of their breasts, that it can be a problem and it can be a mental health problem. And I also understand there are women, for example, who have very large breasts, for example, and that, you know, they can get reductions on the HSE because that can cause other health implications like bad backs and all that kind of stuff as well. Yes.
But now we should help people where we can in order to have children. That's what we should do. We should at least give them the option. I'm not saying we fund it 100% for the rest of their lives. No, I'm not saying that at all. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is we should at least make it easier, because the private clinics are cleaning up in this country.
Oh, they're making a fortune out of it.
And not just the private clinics. The chemists on top of that provide some of the drugs are making a killing on top of this as well. So this is just a money spinning racket. This is the problem.
Sorry, Jude.
They're not a charity. Of course they're out there to make money. If I had enough money, I'd love to open up an IVF clinic to fund it privately if I could. And I would charge whatever the marketplace is.
Exactly,
it's not. I'm not a charity.
You're heartless. You are heartless.
It's not a crime.
You have just shown.
But even if I'm heartless, the government is still take my taxes.
You have exactly the type of person you are, that you would like to make money off of people's misery.
Yeah, but you know what?
That's
you said
exactly
I'm heartless. The government don't. Yeah, but the government aren't going to say
you
because I'm heartless. They're going to still take my taxes off me.
You
the government will still tax me.
There. You just turned around and said that you would love to open up an IVF clinic and charge what you wanted.
If I had the financial backing,
you're
I would.
Sick in the head. You are sick for saying that kind of thing.
So people who open up IVF clinics are sick in the head, are they?
Yeah.
So,
no, they're not sick
well,
in the head because
to
they're
then?
Not saying... No, hold on. They're not sick in the head because they're not saying, I want to screw every person out there and not charge what I want.
They're out to make money.
You have just said, what you said, Jude, was that I will charge whatever I want.
Whatever the marketplace would afford.
You said, Jude, you can back it up all you want, but it's there and it's recorded.
That's great. Whatever I want, if the marketplace could afford it, I would. So people who open up IVF clinics privately... They're sick in the head. They're there to make a profit.
No, they're not sick in the head.
They're not charitable.
They're not sick in the head. You are, because they're not out there going, we're going to charge what we want for this.
Well, hang on. See, the difference here, Jude, is what you don't understand is, right, let's say you have cancer, right? You can go to a hospital and get treatment for cancer. You can go privately to an oncologist who will charge you a huge amount of money. I don't know if it'll give you a better chance of survival. You could say that those private clinics who deal with cancer prey on vulnerable people who have cancer, but you don't argue like that because the difference is it is available. It is available on the health service. What Angela is looking for is not available in a hospital. So she doesn't have a choice. You have to go to a private clinic. So that's the difference, Jude. If you want to open up a private clinic and do it, charge what you want, you fire away and do that, right? But if once it's available publicly for people to get as well, that's the point, isn't it? But stay there for a second. Let me go to Bill. Bill, well, hang on for a second. I need to go to Bill as well. Bill, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Bill? Oh, sorry. I need to switch you on there, Bill. Hold on. I do apologise. Hang on. Sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
How are you doing? Noel, how are things?
Good.
Well, so you can hear me. First off, Angela, I'm just listening to your story, and it's heartbreaking to listen to you. And I'm so, so sorry that you can't, you know, have children. I have kids, but I couldn't see your life without them, man. I'm really, really, I feel very, very bad for you that the government won't fund you to bring in a beautiful life into this planet. And they'll easily fund drug abuse and drug deal, you know.
Drug clinics and all sorts of carry on, yeah. Yeah.
Disgusting, in my opinion. The other chap there, Jude, have you children, mate?
No, I don't have children.
You have a child. He does have a child. He's a 15-year-old.
Yeah, I have a child, not children, I have a child.
Yeah, sorry, my apologies. Can you imagine, like, if God forbid, now, please don't take this the way it sounds. God forbid something happens to your child and he's gone. And then your wife, if you're married, say, hypothetically speaking, can't have kids and you have
but
to
she's too old. She's too old to have child. She wouldn't even expect to have her child. She's too old.
I'm speaking hypothetically. Your child is gone and God forbid nothing ever happens to him. I hope he has a full, fruitful life, for a better word.
Or we'll have a better life than all of you. He will.
Jesus Christ.
You have to say that. I mean,
you're so arrogant, Jude. Why did you have to be so arrogant?
I
I don't want to be patronised.
We're not patronising you.
He's just giving you a hypothetical situation whereby you don't know what knocks on your door tomorrow. That's all he's saying.
God forbid it never happens to him. What I'm saying to you is, you said if your wife was in a childbearing age, I'm sorry if that sounds a bit sexist, if your wife is in a childbearing age and she loses the 15-year-old child that you have and you have to go to an IVF clinic, what would be your thoughts then? You seem to be embracing that poor lady just wanted to bring in a life, which is a beautiful thing, into the planet.
I still wouldn't expect the taxpayers to do it for me.
Expect the taxpayer to pay for junkies and alcoholics, that kind of thing?
I hate them. They're actually
not. Okay, you've told us that before. I know. We're not talking about that now. Don't even go down that road with him, Bill, because he'll tell you he wouldn't want to fund any of that as well.
I'm delighted you're in a position where you can't afford if the case fell to you, okay?
Because I worked for it. No one else put me in that position.
But do you not understand that we have a moral obligation, no matter what country you live in, Jude, and I know you're originally from the Netherlands, no matter what country you're from, you have a moral obligation to pay taxes. And taxes, you know, it's a social tax. You're paying for the problems in society generally. You're paying for everything in society. The world that we around us is paid for by taxes. Yes.
Drugs, sickness, but infertility is not a problem with society.
Oh, it is.
It's not societal for a problem. It's not a societal problem. Infertility isn't a societal problem.
Of course it is.
No, it's not because
it is for those who want to have children.
There's lots of women who can give birth. It's not a societal problem like drugs, crime.
Oh, so they should be funded, but we shouldn't. But Jude, can I ask you a question? So let's go down the line now with your son. God help him. Let's say your son gets married and they can't have kids unless it's IVF, right? And if the government bring this in, right? If the government bring this in that you can have two chances and you, your son says, Dad, listen, we can go and get that done. Oh, but Dad, you've enough money so you can pay for it. So would you let him go and get it done? No. Would you let him go and get it done free through the taxpayer or would you pay for it?
No, because I pay for it myself.
Bullshit. He's an answer for everything. Sorry, just finally, Bill. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, my apologies. I mean, the question that Angela has just asked that chap there is the exact same question I was going to ask him myself. Same question I was going to ask him myself.
Well, look, all I can say is, Angela, the amount of texts coming in here of people listening to your story, somebody says a very similar situation to Angela. I know exactly how she feels, particularly walking into the Disney shop. So she obviously has had that same experience, Angela, walking into the Disney shop. And most people say, Jude should be ashamed of himself. I wouldn't give Jude the time of day, says another person. How do you listen to that arrogant clown? So somebody else, another person says, one round of IVF included is €5,800. A little help from the government would be great, says Anna. I don't know if Anna's in that situation.
Thanks, Niall.
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed, Angela.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.